Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So just as the last speaker finished about the teachers and training the teachers in the States, so that is kind of the similar area that I'm going to touch upon during this presentation. I'll walk you through the greenhouse management workshop that we conducted for teachers and how we reached what we did during the last 2 years with a series of surveys and understanding what is it that the teachers really want. Moving on, I'll give a bit of introduction to the program that I coordinate at Ohio State Agricultural Technical Institute. We have an Associate of Applied Science degree program that we train the greenhouse professionals. So this is a two-year program. We have a range of classes which focus on the controlled environment agriculture. So as a result of that, what happened is that the teachers started reaching us as the new greenhouses are getting built in their schools. We don't know what to do with our greenhouse. We don't know how to manage it. Can we attend your courses? But we cannot do that because there are classes and our classes are happening at the same time. So as a result of that, what we did is that we conducted a survey to understand, okay, what are the type of workshop that they are interested in. What we found is that it's really interesting that, yes, they can get greenhouses to schools, but still they don't know anything. Some of them don't know anything about what to grow, how to grow, and how to manage the greenhouses. Our objectives in this is that to evaluate the interest among the teachers attending a greenhouse workshop, and also to determine what type of areas that they are interested in controlled environment agriculture. And another expectation is to integrate this controlled environment agriculture as well as STEM pathways, which are related to the plants, into the curriculum. So the first step is we did a pre-workshop survey. We sent out an online survey to schools around in the state of Ohio, and we received 63 responses. So the objective of this survey is to determine, okay, what are the interests as well as how is the condition in their greenhouses and how do they use the greenhouse at present, and also to identify the context and timing of the workshop. We asked 26 questions, but I'm only going to show you a few questions that are really important for us in developing the next workshops that we did. So out of our respondents, what we learned is that 45 of them have school greenhouses. The rest of the teachers do not have greenhouses, but they are interested in having greenhouses in their schools. So 45 is a considerably high number, that having that greenhouses in the schools, which means these are the students that are coming to horticulture program who get a chance to use these greenhouses. With that, we also wanted to know how modern is the greenhouse, what sort of automation that is happening in the greenhouse. That is, this question is mainly to develop the content to offer in the workshops. So the type of cooling, heating, and irrigation systems that they have in the schools, lighting, the type of environmental control systems in terms of whether they use just thermostats or whether they use automated environmental control system. So this gave us an overview of, okay, what are the types of greenhouses in the schools across the Ohio. The next question we ask is about what crops they grow in the greenhouses. We learned that most of them focus on annual bedding plants and hydroponic crops, and we also saw there's a considerable group that grows potted plants and hanging baskets because they conduct sales in the schools. The other things like perennials, cut flowers, and aquaponics is a limited number of teachers who focus on that area. Next is the greenhouse workshop interest. We have series of topics that we send out to them. But what we learned is that it's not that some of the topics that they are interested in. They are interested in everything that is related to controlled environment agriculture. So that is kind of a tricky issue for us because, okay, now we have to offer a workshop which covers most of the areas that are important in greenhouse management. So the course references, we heard talks about the online classes. So at the very beginning, we wanted to see whether teachers would like to have it as an online class or whether it's an online live type of class or whether it should be on-site. Because that was kind of some of the things that we wanted to see, that way we can deliver it during the class time, like during the school, during the times that the schools are still on. But the problem is that the teachers like to have on-site workshops with hands-on experience. So which is why our first workshop we had in 2018 is a one-day workshop. So we had it in August, which is when the teachers are off. And the key important thing for the workshop is to send out the emails before they finish the schools. So we did send out the emails around April. So we had the cap at 30, and we reached the maximum number 1 month before the closing date. So there was a huge demand, we realized, for this type of workshops among the teachers. We offered them CEU credits, continuing education credits, so that this will be useful for them for their professional development. We covered the workshop content, environmental control, production cycle, plant propagation, fertilizer management in greenhouses. Also, we had a session on lesson planning. It was really challenging to condense down 4 credit classes into just 1 hour, but we achieved just to cover the basics, just enough for them to get a start on the greenhouse, with working in their greenhouses. So we also had a survey at the time of registrations just to give an overview of, okay, what type of group of teachers that we are getting, what are their backgrounds and all that. Their surveys range from 20 to 20 years. Also, the elementary, middle, and high school teachers got registered. 12 of them taught non-agriculture classes, like basic science classes and some of the middle school classes. They also, some of them didn't have school greenhouses, but they were planning to get grants and get greenhouses in future. 20 of the teachers had no experience or very little experience in growing, although they have greenhouses in the schools. We also asked the questions, what would you like to learn? That is to emphasize what we are focusing during the workshop. So the lesson planning session, what we did is we asked the teachers to upload existing lesson plans because there's a few of them who are already working in the greenhouse, have some lessons happening in the greenhouse. So we asked them to upload it so that the others can see what's going on with these classes. We also had this session to prepare new lesson plans, which are CEA-based, so that they learned during the workshop. We also referred them to Scholastic's Bloom webpage. If you are aware of this webpage, there are lesson plans for middle schoolers. So if you have teachers visiting, you can refer them to this page because they have already the lesson plans there. So this is developed from Seeds for the Future program. So we have a post-workshop survey, which is, of course, a survey which is very common in most of the workshops. But what is important for us is to learn that, okay, what are the future needs for this group. Key things that we learned, we had a 4.5 out of 5, so which means the teachers were happy with the workshop. They are request mainly to continue with the workshops like this. They wanted us to have more hands-on experiences. They also wanted to add more hydroponics and pest and disease management to our workshops. So with this, this year we offered a two-day workshop. So first day we covered basics of greenhouse management. So if there's anybody who is new, they can take the basics of greenhouse management class. And the second day we offered a more advanced, completely based on hydroponic crop production and the pest and disease management. This time we limited the registration to 20 for each day because we wanted to give them a good hands-on experience during the workshop. Again, we got a very wide range of backgrounds with our participants. The years of service range from 2 to 35. The classes, this time we got mostly the middle and high school teachers, and 50% of them again taught these non-agriculture-based classes. Their greenhouse growing experience, 50% of them had no experience in greenhouses, but they wanted to use the greenhouses in school. We focused mostly on the hydroponic systems. Just like the previous speaker, we also have a greenhouse which has different hydroponic systems, aeroponics, NFT systems, microgreens, and high-wire tomato production. So this gave them an idea about, okay, depending on my greenhouse, what is the type of system that I should be focusing on. We also gave them the chance to set up hydroponic systems and also do the nutrient management, fertilizer mixing, planting, and all these hands-on type activities that they need to start their hydroponic systems. With this post-workshop survey, again, we got really good feedback. They wanted us to continue the workshop. We thought, okay, we have finished teaching the school teachers with whatever the basic information that they need to run the greenhouses. But what they told us is that now they would like to do what they learned, and now they wanted to come back and just clarify whatever the issues that they are having in their greenhouses. So we are planning to continue with the workshops because of that. So with this series of workshops, what we've learned is that this helps about nearly 70 teachers to learn the basics in greenhouse management so that they can use their greenhouses more effectively, and also to add these plant-based or horticulture-based lesson plans to their curriculum, which I think is really important at this point in time because this is common among most of the universities, the number of students that are enrolling for the horticultural programs because they don't have exposure at the school level. So this is really good because it's not just the teachers who are teaching agriculture-related classes, but the teachers who are teaching the basic science. There's a teacher who is doing math. There's a teacher who is teaching the English classes in this group. So which means there are many other teachers who are interested in using this type of activities. What are the benefits for us? We managed to increase the awareness of the greenhouse industry among the teachers. It's the same thing with other agricultural products. Do we know where our milk comes from? The same story goes to do we know what our products, that the plants that we find in the garden centers, do the people know where they are coming from? They are coming from greenhouses, nurseries, but sometimes you are not aware of that. So that is one thing. And also this helps the advising students, school children in the career pathways in this area. Thank you.
I think we have time for one question.
Okay.
Do they have to be paid for this or how do
you? They have to pay, yeah. So we had a $100 charge because the core coordination for the workshop, like sending out surveys, getting them, that is done through our business office. So they usually charge a fee to make the workshop happen. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.